Ian Fraser was one of the many young men who joined up and fought in the First World War. He'd actually been at the Royal Military Academy at Sandhurst, and he enlisted. He was serving in the Gloucestershire Regiment when he took part in the Battle of the Somme, and in July 1916, as part of the battle, a bullet struck him and destroyed both his eyes. Rob Baker, I'm the archivist for Blind Veterans UK. Came back to this country, came to hospital for medical treatment, and he was visited in hospital, as would have been typical for all the blind men coming back from the war by that point, by a representative of what is now Blind Veterans UK, then St Dunstan's. Regent's Park was the base for the charity at the time. It was the headquarters, and it was where the training and rehabilitation work, the main work of the charity, was taking place. And at that time, hundreds and hundreds of men who had already lost their sight in the war were coming there to learn new skills and to adapt, to learn to be blind. Not long after he'd joined the charity and undergone his initial training, he was asked to take charge of what we then called aftercare work, which is essentially the ongoing support that would be given to the men after they had finished, had spent usually several months in Regent's Park learning these new skills. The founding principles of the charity really remain unchanged from the early days. We were always about equipping blind veterans to live as independent a life as possible after sight loss, and about supporting them throughout their life to do that. So although some of the means by which we do that have changed, we're no longer in Regent's Park. We have new technology that Fraser could only have dreamed of, but as a man very interested in technology himself, I'm sure would have loved and very much enjoyed working with. But the same principles exist. We will always support people, train them, bring them together with other blind veterans, provide that community and that support to them.